At 14, teenagers mostly are excited to start high school. At 16, they can't wait to get their driver's licenses. At 18, they get the right to vote. But how many of the 16.8 million eligible first-time voters actually will cast ballots? Straight up, Urban Voice sophomore Amuche Nwafor of Northwestern High School in Hinesville talks to some teens about voting for the first time.
President Obama won the last election with significant support from passionate young voters. In fact, 84% of registered youth voters went to the polls for him. While youth support for Obama remains high, a National Journal poll finds that 30% of youth voters are still undecided. Not Roger Holcomb. The 18-year-old college-bound senior at Northwestern High School in Hinesville, Maryland, takes voting very seriously. He feels Obama's re-election could rest in his hands.
If I don't vote and then he doesn't get in, I feel like my vote would have been the vote to get him in the office again for the second term.
While Holcomb believes his vote matters, not everyone does. Abby Kisa studies youth voting patterns for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. She says too many new voters incorrectly think their vote doesn't count.
We hear from young people a good bit that they're not sure that they can make a difference. And there's this idea of, you know, having kind of a general civic commitment. So some people just feel like my predecessors fought for this, be it people of color in the United States or women in the United States, so I feel like I have to do it. But sometimes underlying that is just a sense for, well, I don't know if the system's already rigged.
Another problem is registration. Kisa says getting eligible teens to register is actually a bigger challenge than getting them to cast a ballot. This year, Rock the Vote plans to use new technology to sign up 1.5 million young voters.
Pre-registering enables people to learn about the whole system. And then by the time they're 18, the states where this is happening, those young people who've pre-registered are actually more likely to vote.
But even kids who register aren't necessarily going to vote. Take Adele Salazar. He's a senior at Northwestern. Salazar registered as an independent, but feels the responsible thing to do is not to vote.
Not because I'm not that type of guy that likes politics, but it's because I don't feel like I'm really ready to like make a decision for who's going to run our country and who's going to be in front of the office.
Sophia Hernandez also attends Northwestern. She's 18 and a very busy senior, so she's not voting. Hernandez says she doesn't have the time to learn about the candidates.
I don't think I should vote because I don't know much about politics to state my opinion. You can't just randomly pick somebody that you think is going to do a good job and then in the end you made a wrong decision and you didn't know anything about them.
Kisa understands why Hernandez, Salazar, and other potential young first-time voters may not feel equipped to vote.
There's been some speculation that the voting age being at 18 kind of comes at a difficult time because a lot of young people are in transition when they're 18, 19, 20 years old. And additionally, there's something about the political system that makes people want to feel like they have a certain level of knowledge that makes them informed, especially informed on an issue.
But as Kisa and other voting experts say, teens don't have to be an expert to voice their opinion. They just have to take the time to vote. I'm Uchenna Wafer, Straight Up Urban Voice.